via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We start things out with your calls about whatever you want to talk about. It's Key in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Key.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Hey, super. What's on your mind?
I am calling because I'm frustrated about insurance, so this was the perfect topic for me today.
Okay.
My husband and I moved from Michigan about a year ago because there's no jobs there. So we ended up in Pennsylvania with Pennsylvania insurance. And he's been on the same medication for 15 years. The insurance over here in Pennsylvania wouldn't authorize the doctor's script, first of all, and then they actually jumped through hoops to finally get it authorized by the insurance company that only allow him to have 15 pills a month and one of them sleeping pills, and we have to pay for the balance. And the doctor subscribes to the whole thing, so it's like, why am I paying for insurance? It frustrates the heck out of me that I can't get what my doctor is asking us to have.
So you had to get insurance from a Philadelphia-based insurer. The doctor that you're going to, is he also in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And did you know in advance of this incompatibility? Can you get a different plan from a different company that would help you out?
Coincidentally, we got bought out at our company, and we now have Utah-based insurance. We're having the same problem. I don't know if Michigan was just, we were lucky, but whenever we got a script in Michigan, it got filled, no big deal. Not here.
So you're in Pennsylvania now, but you're covered by a Utah company, and it's the same situation?
Same situation, yeah.
So you have to pay how much? I mean, what does it cost to get this prescription that you're looking at? I mean, you have to pay above and beyond a certain amount. So what kind of money are we talking about here?
Well, the medication is expensive. So if we were to have to buy them if he wants a sleeping pill after 15 days for the rest of the month, we have to put out approximately $5 a pill.
Okay.
For him to get a good night's rest and keep his job.
So
it's just, we're stuck.
Yeah. And what are you paying for the insurance, just out of curiosity? What's that costing per month?
I have to pay $140 every 2 weeks just to cover the two of us.
Okay. And
that's insurance, and that's doctor insurance, including prescription.
So $140 every 2 weeks, that's $280 a month for the two of you for insurance, which you'd like to have it cover the pills, but it only covers 15 of them. So do you have any other things that you're claiming right now, or is it just pretty much the sleeping pill thing?
All of his medication. He goes to the pharmacist, puts a prescription in. He waits 5 minutes. Here's, you need authorization from the insurance company before you can get this filled.
Mm-hmm.
So it's totally nuts.
And have you looked into the other options or whatever other insurers there are? Have you checked that out?
Well, right now I'm using it through my work, so I'm assuming that that's cheaper. But, yeah, it just kind of hit us.
Yeah,
we didn't know.
Yeah, I would look around, you know, see what else is out there. And there's usually not a lot of choices in that. Probably goes back to the government regulation factor, where if the government regulations are too heavy, then insurers would just rather not bother. So, you know, it wouldn't hurt to look into it and see and compare. I mean, if you can find a plan that you pay a little bit more for, but it's out of your pocket instead of coming from the employer, but it does result in the medications being covered, then that would be a good thing. Of course, I don't know if it's easy. I don't know if it's even possible to transfer over to a new insurer with pre-existing conditions. That could be a problem right there.
That's a whole other can of worms.
I don't know what to tell you, Toby.
You know, I just think this also comes back to the government involvement in medications. With the government having these pill providers jump through so many hoops before something's on the market.
Yeah.
If the government wasn't involved in this, you might be paying a lot less. It might only be a dollar a pill without any insurance whatsoever.
Of course, a lot of good that does
right.
Her, right?
I mean, exactly.
It's easy for us to sit here and say, well, things could be so much better,
exactly.
Key, but for right now, you're screwed.
You know,
it's true.
At least I have somebody need to listen to me, right?
Yeah, well, okay. There you go. Look on the bright side.
You know, what's interesting is at my work, through their subsidized health, their insurance, if I was to get it, I'd just do catastrophic on my own. But if I were to get it, it would be cheaper for me to go to a private provider such as Blue Cross and Blue Shield on my own without taking their insurance. So it's, while work insurance typically is a little bit cheaper because they pay for part of it, not always. So I'd possibly look in other directions as well.
Key, let us know if you figure out a way to get this problem solved. Otherwise, do accept our condolences, I guess. I don't know if that's the right term.
Well, if anything else, thanks for listening.
Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And it's so sad that people are put into positions like this because of the regulations that we're talking about. So because the government is out there with its FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, saying, oh, we got to protect people. If just one person dies because this pill gets on the marketplace and it's worth the 20 years and the $1 billion the company had to spend. Well, if the company didn't have to spend $1 billion, then you're absolutely right, Toby. The costs of the pills would be lower.
Right.
And then people like Key who are, then you gotta believe there are lots of people in similar positions that are having to take pills that they can't barely afford to take, would make life a hell of a lot easier on those people.
Right. And there's also other alternative medications, medical marijuana, that a lot of people sleep better if they use it, but they couldn't use that.
Yeah, I definitely second that advice.
I'm glad you went there because that's a great idea. It's certainly worth a try. Of course,
cheaper than it can. I mean, depending on
there again, though, we're still talking about government regulation. It certainly probably is cheaper to even find medical marijuana or marijuana on the black market. But at the same time, then you're going to the black market and you're risking arrest. So
probably also better for your liver too if you're taking a sleeping pill every night versus a little bit of marijuana, vaporizing it might be a little bit better for you.
I'm glad you went there, Toby, because I think that's an excellent suggestion. I don't know if Key, and obviously she's not on the line at this point, but I don't know if she is the type of personality who is too frightened to go into the black market and look for something like that.
Oh, your neighbor down your street, nice guy, probably has it.
Odds are good there's someone on your street that has it right now. But I think it's worth a try. See what happens. I mean, then you're dealing with, from what we've seen at least of medical marijuana users, many of them get the results they're looking for without ever having to get to the point of getting high off of the marijuana. I've seen video footage of medical patients taking 1 to 3 hits off of a pipe and then being done
and
getting the results they're looking for.
It could really be stretched
in a long
many,
way.
Many different forms. I mean, it's different for everybody who's going to be using it, but could treat all sorts of different things that different pills out there are currently treating. So, I mean, it's just another government regulation, but at least self-medicate if you can't afford anything else.
I think it's a great idea. In fact, maybe look into marijuana, try that. And who knows? Wayne's not here tonight, but I'm sure he'd have some suggestions as far as natural remedies and other alternatives that might be out there to help one with a sleeping problem. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So as we continue discussing the healthcare situation here in America, you mentioned contacts last hour, and Stephen emails in with a story about that. He says, guys, I've been meaning to email for a few weeks now, and he says, I'll probably be a little long-winded, but bear with me. First thing, I love the show, only found it recently on podcast. I live in Hawaii for now, so I can't listen live, but I just dealt with a little consumer bureaucratic medical issue, and I thought it might interest you a little, so I want to give background on, he says, how I found the show, blah, blah, blah. Number one, my wife ordered some contacts a couple days ago. When she was a kid, she used good contacts because her parents were covering it. She had some that got really good air, and she could keep them in for days without irritation. When she got to college, she had to pare things down a little because she was on a tighter budget and paying her own bills with little income. Because her eyesight had changed some, she needed to get an eye exam and update her actual prescription strength. When it came time to order a brand, she asked for what she'd been using, but the doctor said they were $80 a box, which she couldn't afford at the time, so she went with some that were $25 and lower quality. We'll tell you what happened with the contact situation for Stephen's girlfriend, or his wife, rather. 800-259-9231. Finish his story. Talk to you about whatever you want. Coming up, the latest on Fidel Castro's Cuba. Or what was Fidel Castro's Cuba?
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list a possible side effect. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Julia.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free. And they include the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go click and download right from the front page of the website for your downloaded convenience. We give them away. So go to freetalklive.com and grab them up. What mischief is the Iron Fist of the State up to lately? And who's Poopin' Vom Schnurgenberger? And why does he call himself an anarcho-poopalist? AnarchyInYourHead.com is a webcomic about the philosophy of freedom in its purest form. Check in every Friday for a new strip and find bonus material throughout the week. throughout the week, all at anarchyinyourhead.com. That's anarchyinyourhead.com. As we continue here, we'll go to phone calls in a moment, but first, finishing up, Stephen's email. He's telling us about how his wife, when she was younger, was used to wearing really good contacts, but when she moved out of the house from her parents' house, she could no longer afford the best of the best, and so she stepped down a little bit. Now, when it came time to she needed to get another eye exam after her eyesight had changed and update her prescription strength. And according to Stephen's email, he says when it came time to order a brand, she asked for what she'd been using, but the doctor said they were $80 a box, which she couldn't afford at the time. So she went with some that were $25 but lower quality. A couple of days ago, she went online to order some new contacts. Now, we have the money to pay for the better lenses, so she ordered a couple of boxes of her old, more comfortable brand, but with her latest prescription strength. Tonight, she got an email saying that the site selling the contacts had contacted her eye doctor, and he said she only had a prescription for the $25 brand, so the company changed her order without even asking her. He says, I immediately called to cancel it. She got an email stating as such, so I called him to ask why. The answer? By law, we can only sell you the exact lenses prescribed by your last exam.
Now, if that's not a racket, I don't know what is.
I just want to reiterate, says Stephen, she wasn't even trying to change the prescription strength of the contacts, just the brand. And the government won't let
her. That's a Hawaii state law, right? I don't think that's
don't know.
That's
presumably
crazy.
It could be. Who knows? He says on top of that, she's probably going to have to pay to get a new eye exam just to get a new prescription because otherwise her doctors will be afraid of malpractice in the event that her eyes start bleeding or spontaneously combust or something. He says, my personal opinion is that anyone who wants to should be able to purchase any contacts they want. But even within our government confines, this notion that she can't even upgrade the brands of contacts without a doctor's prescription or permission is just baffling to me. They're treating it like a doctor-prescribed Motrin 800, but she's trying to exchange it for some Vicodin. They are contacts. So it has gone even farther than what we talked about in the first hour, where you need to go back to get a doctor to look at your eyes again to get a new prescription because your eyes might have changed. But if you had the exact same prescription, you can't get, you know, one brand versus another. The doctor says you have to get the $25 brand. You can't buy the $80 brand.
This is exactly why I want LASIK. I am so sick of dealing with this nonsense.
Well, it'll pay for itself.
Yep,
right?
Exactly. Because I need some new contacts or glasses right now, and that sounds, oh, contacts glasses not that expensive, but when you throw in the eye exam that I'm required to get, it really gets pricey.
Well, for me, it would be a day off work as well to go get the eye exam that I know my prescription for. Ugh.
Nope, mine's written on my contact box. Can't I just give that to you? No.
800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. Again, all of these government regulations make healthcare less accessible to average people and make it more expensive and bring the quality down because the supply is restricted. We go to your calls. It is Dave listening in Athens, Ohio on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. Hey. I heard on the reverse situation.
Okay.
I've seen epileptic or people with epilepsy have seizures, and they're told not to go to the hospital because the hospital would consider it like going to the emergency room for an ingrown toenail.
I don't understand what you're getting at.
I mean, what I'm getting at is if you have a seizure, that's a medical emergency, I thought.
Sure. Oh, yeah, I would think so.
And I'm hearing that hospitals just consider it no worse than an ingrown toenail.
I don't know. That's it's an interesting point. I'm certainly no doctor and no healthcare expert, so I couldn't say for sure. I mean, certainly people have seizures and they don't go. I mean, people that have seizures, they know they have seizures and they know there are in some cases, warning signs when they come on. So they will take certain precautions in order to make sure they're safe. For instance, if they're driving,
they'll pull over. I had seizures when I was a kid.
And did you go to the hospital every time? Or
no.
You did?
I didn't.
You did not. And you were okay.
Yeah.
Do you still have
them?
I
got sick after it. But
just out of curiosity, do you still have the seizures as an adult?
No.
Why? Why do you think that is?
I outgrow them.
Hey, that's a good thing. Good to know you can outgrow that stuff. Dave, thanks for your call tonight.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Puke in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Puke.
Hey, I'm here this time, guys. Sorry
about
that.
What's on your mind?
I just have two little comments about earlier you were talking about Massachusetts and other regulation things. I had to go there today for an appointment, which kind of sucked. But as I was driving down the interstate, I passed three little kind of like way stations, and they were doing what they called it was like truck safety inspections.
Sure.
But they were the vehicles. The government vehicles said they were great big four-door Chevy Silverado pickups, all decked out in their government lights and police-like stuff. But they said DMV enforcement on the side, great big. And there's about 10 of these trucks, and they were the ones doing the inspection. I just thought it was really interesting because I didn't know that the DMV had their own enforcement vehicles.
They do in Massachusetts, they just, apparently.
It seems to me that... It seems that more and more government bureaucracies are getting their own police force. I mean, even Amtrak has cops.
Right. So I was driving by that and I thought, wow, that's interesting. You know, there's these probably very, very expensive, you know, converted trucks. There's about 10 of them, and they're just, you know, every vehicle, not just commercial, but guys. You know, I saw vehicles just. People towing a lawnmower behind their truck in a trailer had to pull over. And,
wow.
You know, they
that's
were
crazy.
Finding the crap out of people for not having, you know, proper tags and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if they have crap like that in New Hampshire, but I'm glad if they don't, that'll be nice.
Yeah. Well, I certainly haven't seen any of it here.
Yeah. We've got the inspection racket still that they really get you on.
That's, yeah, that's true.
But
yeah. And then the other thing is, as far as medical expenses go, I work for a company that makes medical products, and it's really kind of sad. Because of the DEA, you know, the war on drugs. Anything syringe like has to be incinerated, and so the company I work for, they literally incinerate like hundreds and hundreds of pounds of just not even needles, just the syringe. If it's a slightly incorrect, they have to incinerate all that stuff, and,
wow,
and the company has to pay for it. And then
That inventoried?
So,
is that inventoried in where they keep track of what they're burning, or would you be able to, as a worker, would you be able to take some and like slip them in your pocket?
Oh well, I could, but it's you get fired, and the DEA comes through every now and then and does inspections and stuff, so it's highly illegal for anyone to take any sort of syringe product out of there.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that has to...
That'll stop it, Drew.
Yeah, as though that rule has ever stopped anyone who wanted to shoot some smack into their veins. Puke, thanks for the call.
Right.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative, Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. IONICSALTS.com. Visit IONICSALTS.com. That's IONICSALTS.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Julia.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us, and those features include the bulletin board system. We've got over 350,000 posts for you to surf around through. Lots of topics, serious to fun. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. He is the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Galahad, Freedom Engineer. The anarcho-capitalist adventure series continues at freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com. As we continue with your calls about what you want, let's talk to Dennis in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Dennis.
Good evening, gentlemen and lady.
Hello.
Indeed, sir. What's on your mind?
So we were talking about the Lady Key who had a sleeping pill issue.
Yes.
So once in a while, my job requires me to travel to places that are on a completely different time zone.
Okay.
Most frequently, India.
Mm.
And I'm a complete wuss when it comes to time zones. I suck at sleep deprivation. I cannot handle it.
Huh.
So first time I went down there, I was kind of just walking the streets, and there's all these vendors. It's like everything you need in life, even in major cities in India, is available from street vendors with carts.
Hmm.
Okay? So I found like a little hole-in-the-wall shop/cart thing. It looked temporary. I'm sure it had been there for like 30 years. And I asked the guy, hey, look, I need something to make me sleep tonight. And he digs around in the back. It's sort of like a pharmacy kind of thing. And he gives me a little blister pack. It wasn't in a box. It was like a few pills in a blister pack. And I don't remember what the name of the drug was, something long. And the guy looks at me, and he's like being real, you know, dead serious. Like, he didn't say it this way, but his body language said, white man, you need to understand this. And that was, take just one.
Got it.
So, needless to say, I took just one. I conked. I mean, not there when I got back to my hotel.
Yeah.
And it was great, you know. I had my night's sleep. I woke up. I was groggy as hell. I didn't really want to take that pill again. But it was so obviously so unregulated.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't had a sleeping pill like that in the United States, and I've had some sleeping pills.
And what did you pay for it?
I don't remember. Everything, the conversion rate is so whack over there. I mean, you can get a cab. I had a taxi cab drive me around Delhi all day long. It was like 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And the taxi cab was a gutted out Toyota Camry. It barely drove. And there was two guys driving around. They told me they were software engineers when they could get jobs, but they did this on the side. They drove me around for 8 hours. They gave me all the beer I could drink, which was cool.
Wow.
And they also drank a lot of beer, which was also cool.
It's good business.
And driving around Delhi, where the signage is mostly about, I don't know, Prime Minister so-and-so brings you this great, wonderful road,
mm-hmm.
not about stop or merge or anything like that, while your driver is getting drunk off his butt and you're drunk off your butt is most exhilarating.
Yeah.
And that cost me like $50.
So
8 hours of all you can drink was great.
So your point. So in regards to the pills, you're saying it was fairly. I mean, would you guess it was cheaper than $5? Because that's what Key's paying right now for the sleeping pills in America.
I think per pill was probably more than $5.
Huh.
But on the other hand, I was screaming, you know, businessman tourist has money needs drugs.
That's true.
So, the other thing with India is I am so in love with cheap labor overseas. I mean, these people who are pissed off that, I don't know, people in other countries are taking their jobs, they so don't get it. My life used to suck when I had to answer a pager 24/7. Now I've got people in India that answer the pager when it's nighttime for me, and I answer it when it's daytime for me.
That's pretty cool.
And it doesn't cost the company anymore. And it's my life is good now because of cheap labor in India.
Yeah, I have to say that I've heard a lot of people complain about people in India running helplines, doing technical support, and I've had the opportunity to talk to a few of them over the last few years, and I've never had a bad experience. I think that many of them are exquisitely good at speaking the English language, and they're very friendly and very nice, and I can only imagine some of the real jerks that call them from America that get all uppity because they're not talking to a fellow white man. And I can only imagine the kind of crap they have to deal with, but nonetheless, they're always friendly when they get on the line with me, and I've never had a bad experience.
And not just, you know, end-user support. I mean, some of these guys on my team are, I would say, the best of the best at troubleshooting problems. And, you know, they're software engineers. They're real hardcore software engineers.
Yeah.
And they're hungry, so they're working. I mean, they are better workers in many cases than the best people I can find in the United States because they really understand that they want that job. So...
Yeah, and that's just really what it is, Dennis, is that the people in the United States that are complaining about that outsourced labor, they're really just, they don't want to compete. They like the idea of being able to sit back and rest on their laurels and be able to collect that paycheck every couple of weeks, no matter how shoddy of a job that they do, because they would rather have the government shut down the option for the business owner to go elsewhere and restrict competition. And it's all about protectionism. If we have the free marketplace, then anybody anywhere can take your job, and you've got to be good at it in order to keep it. I don't see what's wrong with that. It's just that people, that, you know, they're lazy and they don't want to work. Dennis, any other thoughts?
Yeah, word.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, Dennis is right. The fact is, outsourced... I'm going to hang that line up there, Miss Julia. There we go. Oh, almost.
Why is it doing that?
Because you're not hanging up. There you go. 800-259-9231. Julia is in training mode here tonight, so you may hear a few boops and beeps and things like that. But there's nothing wrong with outsourced labor. First of all, the number one thing you need to know about it is that it's happening because of government regulation. That's the number one reason why jobs are going out of the country is because, well, if you're a manufacturer or you're providing a service to people, you want to keep your costs down as much as possible, and you've got to pay people in America a certain minimum wage that's mandated by the federal or state governments. And if paying people that minimum wage is going to make it so you have to raise your prices above the competitors, then you're going to look for other options. You're going to look outside of the country where you can pay very, very little And the money that you're going, that you're paying to those employees, is helping them because they don't need as much as Americans do. They don't. The economies are different in these third world countries. So a little bit of money can go a long way there. Therefore, we can get the services and the products that we want at a lower rate. Those people in those countries can put food on their table. And everybody gets what they're looking for. I really don't understand. The only objection to outsourcing jobs is protectionism. The only objection is that, well, I'll have to work harder or I'll have to work smarter if I know that my job can be sent somewhere else. Isn't that really all it is?
Yeah, well, work sucks, but again, you just got to do it. If you hate it, I guess, yeah, if you want to be able to be paid for less than you're worth compared to the rest of the world, you're gonna hate it. But I mean, if you're a hard worker and you have an understanding of it, it's not an issue.
These people that are all in that are all against outsourcing and all against sending jobs to other countries, they act like it's the end of the world. They act like the American economy is it's going to die without having only 100% an American workforce here.
Right.
And it's just nonsense because we've seen job after job after job go overseas, manufacturer after manufacturer. Now we've got customer service going overseas. We've seen all that go overseas, and hey, there's still plenty of jobs around here. You're hiring, aren't you, Julia?
Yeah.
It keeps prices down, too. Those same people who are complaining about the jobs would definitely be complaining about the higher prices they'd be paying for everything if all those jobs had to be in America.
Do you like the $30 pair of shoes you can buy at Target or Walmart? Well, that same pair would probably be $120.
Yeah, how about health lines can't be 24 hours because we're not able to pay them
at 3 in the morning?
Exactly.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Dan in Pennsylvania wants to talk about Bob Barr. And Doug in Minnesota will talk to you about whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth, They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Julia.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you enjoy the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a cut. We'll get a percentage of whatever it is you buy. Could be brand new, could be used. Anything you load into your shopping cart, Free Talk Live gets a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. So get your shopping done. We go to Dan, who's on the line in Pennsylvania on the amp line. Hello, Dan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, and I just wanted to say that I think that Bob Barr being nominated to the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate was a good thing.
Why is that?
Well, because it was time for political libertarianism to die.
I don't understand.
I think that what the effect of this is going to be, and I'm sure you've seen it already, people calling into the show saying they're quitting the Libertarian Party, the people who really care about liberty and don't care about political parties are leaving the Libertarian Party, and hopefully they'll be going to more market-based activism. And that's why I think it's a good thing. It'll shake the hard core of libertarians loose from the party and, you know, actually get them doing something that will be more effective now.
I think it's an interesting way to look at things, and I guess I would agree with you. Of course, my number one concern would be, how many of those hardcore libertarians that might be shaken away from the party are actually aware of the viable alternatives that are out there? I mean, if I hadn't known about the Free State Project and I had burned out on the Libertarian Party, I don't know where I would have gone to. I don't know what I would have done. So I wonder what the awareness factor is, and if the Free State Project will see an influx of perhaps new activists as a result of this.
Well, that's a good point. I hadn't really thought about that. I'm so addicted to the internet. I'm always up on everything that's going on. I knew about the Free State Project when it was first starting.
Yeah.
But I suppose maybe some of the oldsters might not, but hopefully most of them will. And what I'm hoping is that at least the national politics, at least that will go away, because the Libertarian Party, all they do is they shoot their bolt at big game that's miles out of range, when they could be doing what you guys are doing up in New Hampshire, saturating, you know, local politics with activism and hopefully saturating the government and, you know, combining that with the strategy of individual secession like you're doing, not paying taxes and stuff like that. And, you know, I think that's a much, much more real and much more likely strategy to achieve liberty in our lifetime than trying to nominate a libertarian to the ruler of the country. I mean, that just seems like a contradiction in terms to me.
Sure. I have to absolutely agree. Toby, how do you feel about this?
I was calling in with the whole Bob Barr thinking of it, and I hate the man. I am someone who previously was still supporting the Libertarian Party as of 2 weeks ago, but I can't anymore.
Sure.
I've got to pull out, and I'm in agreement. My only hope would be that people do find their way to it. Because, I mean, I was someone who was living in New Hampshire with the whole Freedom Movement and Free State Project right under my nose for a couple of years before I ever turned on to Free Talk Live and discovered the Freedom Movement. So that would be my only concern, is the whole reason I like the Libertarian presidential candidate is because it's getting it out in the front and getting people who haven't heard about liberty and freedom, giving them the message. So it's more of like a... just getting the message out there was the reason.
That's my lament. That's my lament about that. I mean, because I agree with what Dan's saying here about this is certainly the positive side of things.
Right.
But my lament is that, well, those people that aren't even into liberty, the people that are new, the people that would come across the presidential right. candidate are going to see Bob Barr acting as though he's pretending like he's a libertarian, but he's not going to be saying libertarian things, so he'll have the libertarian label applied to him, but he won't actually be spouting off libertarianism. I wonder what kind of damage that could do as Bob Barr, having Bob Barr being the first libertarian that many people get to know. I would much rather have a Harry Brown or a Mary right. Ruart out there playing that particular role. So from that perspective, from the perspective of what about the newbies, that certainly concerns me. But, you know, what can we do, right, Dan? I mean, the damage is done. Bob Barr's the presidential candidate, and oh well, we'll just have to deal with it, right?
Yep.
Any other thoughts?
Yeah, actually, a couple callers ago, a guy mentioned something about the government saying that his company had to destroy everything that resembles a syringe or something like
yes.
that. Well, I'm a diabetic, and I can pick up, 2,000 syringes and bring them home and do whatever I want with them. So obviously that's ineffective. And
oh, sure. There's always holes in the system. There's always some way to work around and get what you need to get in order to do illicit drugs. And thank you for pointing that out, Dan. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Julia, did you have a thought on this whole Bob Barr situation?
Not really. I honestly have not been interested in political parties in many years, and I don't. I think he's a poor choice. I like Dr. Mary Ruart. I like her book. I thought she was a principled, well-spoken lady, and I'm ashamed that they didn't pick her.
Yeah. One more comment on this that I have
yes.
is a reason that I really am disappointed that it is Bob Barr is now people ask me my political persuasion. I'm like, if I was the closest you could come is libertarianism. And then they go, oh, Bob Barr.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
What libertarianism
Someone's
is.
Actually said that to you?
No, but that's what I'm
oh, okay.
afraid of. That, right. That's something that I'd be...
You will soil the libertarian name.
I guess what we have to hope for then, Toby, is that no one talks to Bob... Like, Bob Barr is as excluded as any other libertarian candidate has ever been. That way people don't even hear about it, right?
And that's. I guess that's what I'm hoping. I just don't want anyone to think that my politics, because he calls himself a libertarian and is nominated by the Libertarian Party, I don't want to be confused with him at all.
Then again, let's put it into perspective as far as who's calling themselves libertarian and how often. Certainly, political campaigns only come around like this once every 4 years. Bob Barr's only going to be on the campaign trail for a handful of months before the election.
That's true.
You've got people like Neil Bortz and Glenn Beck,
yeah.
two national talk show hosts out there on the airwaves every single day. I don't know if they mention the word every day, but they have been known to call themselves libertarian. On the air, and they aren't libertarians
at
all. Neil Bortz is a warmonger, and at least he takes libertarian positions on some things. I don't think Glenn Beck's even close
no.
to being a libertarian. But prior to Bob Barr being selected, the ball was, this was happening. This ball was in play as far as people misusing the term libertarian. So Bob Barr's just sort of the next step, or as I said before, the final nail in the coffin. And so I'm in the same boat that you are. I don't even like the idea of being called a libertarian. In fact, somebody pointed out that, well, Ian, your website says Libertarian Talk Radio on the top of it. I've actually changed it now. It's 100% pro-liberty talk radio.
Well,
that's what I always call myself, is pro-liberty. I don't ever say the word libertarian because I think people think libertarian. If they even know what it is, they think Libertarian Party, and I've never
Or they think liberal, and they don't know
yeah.
what, you know.
So I just say pro-liberty.
I just wish there was something to nail it down.
I mean,
I'm a little wishy-washy on exactly where I am. I'm more free market on some things and a little bit less on others. But there's really, you call yourself pro-liberty, so does McCain.
Does he?
Sometimes.
No way.
Speeches, he says he's for, like, you throwing the words out there. Like,
well,
they
always do that.
Something.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sometimes it sparks questions because most people say, pro-liberty, what is, I don't understand. So then they
and
ask
then you get
questions.
Explain.
Exactly.
I like
then I get
that.
To explain.
Getting to explain is great. Just the labels are...
Yeah. So if you can come up with some word that no one's ever heard before, like free marketeer, because then people automatically say, what's that? And you can explain yourself a little better. I do not want to be affiliated with the Libertarian Party.
I agree.
1-800-259-9231. We go to Doug in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug.
Hello. I got sidetracked a little bit about your freedom and liberty. I think it's a dead issue.
What's a dead issue? I don't understand.
Freedom and liberty in this country.
To most people? Yeah, sure. You're right about that. Most people think they're free. So to that extent, yes. Most people are not aware that this is an issue.
I agree. But what I'd actually called about is when someone had mentioned I'd go for LASIK on the eye prescription problem, I have known 4 people who had the LASIK surgery performed, and none of them would do it again.
Why is that?
Because they were so dissatisfied with the final result.
Did their vision improve?
No.
Was this a long time ago, or I know it's improved a whole lot?
It was within the last 4 years. The last one.
Did they have a 20/20 guarantee?
I don't know what the guarantee was.
Well, if they were disappointed, then they probably went to a doctor that didn't have one of the guarantees, and in which case I would recommend that anybody that's looking at LASIK should do a little bit more shopping around, because nowadays, because there are some doctors out there that are slipshod and they don't really know what they're doing, there are doctors that have an offer that says that if you don't have 20/20 vision when we're done, you get your money back. And that's, you know, there's virtually no risk there. I mean, certainly it's surgery. Certainly there's always a risk as far as the surgery is concerned, but a financial risk, not so much. Thank you for the call, Doug, and thank you for the warning.
Well, I was just going to say, I've been looking into LASIK, and there's one place that has excellent reviews and has the 20/20 guarantee, and it's all the way in Albany, and I'm considering going there just because I want that guarantee.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got to be serious about it. It's an operation. More coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. What's going on in Cuba after Fidel Castro? We'll talk about that and take your calls about anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our home.
It's a...